lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
There's a hole in this ship, people, and we need to fix it. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. We need to bridge the gaps in our backyards so that we can start bridging the gaps in our communities. Did you know that in 2015, there is still injustices, racism, and discrimination in our society? How can this be, people? We're on the same team, right? There's a hole in this ship, people, and we need to fix it. I want you on my team. Don't you want to be on my team?
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up. March with me to stop the violence on the streets. Let us march for a better education for all students, regardless of skin color or the school district they live in. Let us march to stop the bullying too many students experience. Let us march to allow the students the freedom to pray in school if they want to. Let us march so every child will know they have the opportunity to become anything they want to be. We will use our feet to march for a change and give people hope.
It is said that a person only needs three things to be truly happy in life. For someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. But hope without work is only a wish. So all of my hopes for change start in just one place, the ballot box. Thomas Peterson was the first black man to vote under the 15th Amendment. That was in 1870. Today, some people say that more young people of color vote for the next American Idol than the President of the United States. They have taken your eyes off of the prize.
Things that matter. Does it matter to you that one in seven students in grades kindergarten through 12th is a bully or a victim of bullying, according to the National Education Association, or NEA for short? Furthermore, 56% of students in grades 4 through 8 report being victims of bullying. That means some of the already seated in this room today have been a bully, or, to make matters worse, some of these orators may have been a bully. When we turn our backs on somebody who desperately needs our help, a little piece of us begins to die as we remain silent about the things that matter. What would happen if Dr. Martin turned his back all those years ago? Where would we be today? Think about it and decide that you're going to stand up for the things that matter.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. King.